This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center discuss various issues including presidential election. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli claims UML candidate to become the next president. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says comprehensive national consensus the need of the hour. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces humanitarian aid worth $100 million to Turkey. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of CPN Maoist Center, including Prime Minister and Chairman of the party, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, met the top leaders of Nepali Congress yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the two set of leaders discussed contemporary issues including election of the president and the implementation of the constitution. Nepali Congress President Shyamabahadur Dewa, senior leader Ramchandra Paudil, among other top leaders of Nepali Congress, reached Prime Minister's official residence to meet Prime Minister Dahal. Senior leader Paudil said they urged Prime Minister Dahal to support Nepali Congress's candidate for the presidential election. Meanwhile, CPN Maoist Center has called a meeting of the office bearers for today to discuss the presidential election. CPN UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has reiterated that the candidate nominated by the UML would become the next president. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, UML chairman Oli expressed the hope that there would be a consensus to make the presidential candidate nominated by the UML victorious, stating that UML would make public the party's presidential candidate on the day of the nomination registration. He assured that the present alliance would continue as it was formed in understanding and with much thought put into it. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress General Secretary Bishwa Prakash Sharma has claimed that the candidate supported by the Nepali Congress would be the next president. Addressing a gathering in Surkhet yesterday, Congress's General Secretary Sharma asserted that Nepali Congress, in the capacity of the largest party in the parliament, should get the post of president responsible for safeguarding and implementing the constitution. He further said the old alliance would revive soon. President Bidya Devi Bhandari attended a cultural function the Nepali Army organized on the occasion of its anniversary and the Mahashivaratri festival at Nepal Army headquarters yesterday. The ceremony was also attended by Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, and Speaker Devraj Khimire. Cultural music and dances reflecting different communities of Nepal were performed during the event. Popular cultural dances as Jijiya, Tamang Selo, Kaura, among others, were performed in the ceremony. Nepal Army has been observing its establishment day on Mahashivaratri. The ministers, chiefs of constitutional bodies, high-level dignitaries and chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions were also present on the occasion. The 73rd National Democracy Day was marked across Nepal yesterday by organizing various programs. The Democracy Day in Nepal is observed in commemoration of the day when the Nepali people overthrew 104-year-old autocratic Rana regime on the 18th of February in 1951, beginning a new era of democracy in the country. A special ceremony was organized at Tudikhel in Kathmandu yesterday to mark the Democracy Day. Addressing the ceremony, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said Democracy Day had a historic significance for Nepal and the Nepali people. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal said the government was committed to changing the life of people as per the changed political context. Prime Minister Dahal said national aspiration of the Nepali people for development and prosperity since decades could be fulfilled by further consolidating the democracy and the democratic system. The Prime Minister said a broader national consensus was the historic need of the hour for building a socialism-oriented economy based on equality and the social justice adopted by the Constitution. The Election Commission has called on the parties to get registered for the by-election to be held in Chitwan Constituency No. 2 on the 23rd of April. The Election Commission issued a notice yesterday asking the parties to get registered between 22nd and 28th of February for contesting the by-election. The parties whose registration is valid till the 17th of February can register for the by-election. The constituency became vacant after Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamichani's status as the Member of the Parliament was scrapped following the Supreme Court's verdict. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has reiterated the government's emphasis on basic reforms for good governance. In a meeting with the team of the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, including Deputy Prime Minister Narinkaji Shrestha at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal hoped to see the expansion of development activities and reforms and promptness in administrative works. The House of Representatives member Arun Chaudhary was released from prison yesterday. On the 22nd of April in 2013, the Kailali District Court had handed down a sentence of 6 months each to three persons, including Chaudhary, for their involvement in torching a tractor on the 19th of August in 2009. The police arrested him on the 2nd of February in 2023 from Banke District. He was among 395 prisoners who were released as part of an amnesty given by President Vidyadevi Bhandari on the occasion of the Democracy Day. An agreement has been reached between Nepal and India to increase the power import and export capacity between the two countries from existing to 600 to 800 megawatts through the first international Thalkewar Muzaffarpur 400 kilovolt transmission line. The Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Madhu Prasad Petwal, shared that an agreement had also been reached between the two countries to import and export 70 to 80 megawatts of electricity from Tanakpur Mahendranagar 132 kilovolts power transmission line. In the meeting of the Energy Secretary-level Joint Steering Committee held in Rajasthan of India, the two sides agreed to study possible options for exporting up to 200 megawatts of electricity as well as forming a joint technical team, including energy export to Bihar during rainy season. Agreements have also been made to construct at least three international 400 kilovolt power transmission lines by the year 2029. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, reached Turkey and announced $100 million in humanitarian aid to the quake victims. The visit came as Turkey ended rescue efforts in all provinces except the two hardest hit by last week's massive quake that killed tens of thousands of people. However, hopes of finding anyone else alive in the rubble are fading fast. More than 44,000 people are confirmed to have died in southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. The death toll is expected to climb, with about 345,000 apartments in Turkey known to have been destroyed and many people still missing. At least 24 people have been killed and hundreds displaced due to heavy rains in coastal areas of Brazil's southeast. According to Reuters news agency, rescue workers continue to look for victims and clear roads, some of which remain blocked, trapping a countless number of tourists traveling to Brazil's carnival celebrations. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said on his social media account he would visit the main affected areas on Monday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There will also be chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous region of province number 1 and Bagmati province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 24.2 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 9.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Top leaders of Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center discussed various issues, including presidential election. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli claims UML candidate to become the next president. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says comprehensive national consensus the need of the hour. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces humanitarian aid worth $100 million to Turkey. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.